Okay, here we go. Rav Kook in Lag BaOmer Tavshin Pei Beis. The learning being Shabbin Tzchusu Furush Shlema for Esetil Bas Aret Zipporah B'Sosh Chayisrael Avram Abba Ben Shena B'Sosh Chayisrael, and also the Nishmas Shena Bas of Yosef. The Zoritza was last week. If you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Kook tells us an incredible insight, which I think is very appropriate and very, very beautiful. But first, before we get to Rav Kook's incredible idea in Enaya, we have to actually unpack the Gemara. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes out of the cave a second time, and whatever he sees, he's not turning into fire. But Elazar, his son, turns into fire, and he repairs. They see the two Jews running with Zachar and Shomar. But the story right after, I never realized this. The story goes like this: Shomar Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair Chasani, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the son of Rabbi Shimon, heard that finally his father-in-law came out of hiding. The Nafik Laape, he went out to greet his father-in-law. He scored him into the bathhouse. He's massaging his flesh. He was helping his father-in-law feel a little better. He's in a cave for almost 13 years. What happened? He saw there were these cracks in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's skin. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair started to cry. The karnaser to miss Ene. And his tears trickled from his eyes. What happened? They caused his father-in-law, Rabbi Shimon, it caused it to cry out in pain. Amar lo, Rabbi Chaim Pichazera said, Oili, Shiri Yisicha Bekach, woe unto me for having seen you like this, you're in such pain, such physical torture. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Rashbi, the Baal Hilulah's yard, said, his answer is so peculiar. Rabbi Pichaz Ben Yair, he's saying, Tata, it's so sad to see you like this. And Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answers back, Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon says, the exact opposite. Ashrecha shvi yisani mekach. Fortunate are you for having seen me like this. Shelmani lo reisini mekach lo matzati mekach. If you had not seen me in such a state, a physical torture, a physical agony, physical pain, you would not have found within me such. You would not have found with me such great Torah that I now possess. The Gemara explains that before Rabbi Shimon would go in, before he went into the cave. Rabbi Pinchas, he would talk and learning with his son-in-law. Rabbi Shah Rashbi would ask a question. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair would have 12 questions. And now that he came out of the cave, Rabbi Shimon would ask. And now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would respond with him with 24 answers. Before the cave, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair would be the one with giving 12 answers. After the cave for 13 years, Rabbi Shimon was the one giving 24 answers to his own question. There's so many questions here that Rav Kook deals with. The first question he deals with is, what did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai mean by his response? That he says, what were the words he said? Ashrecha shivi yisani b'kach. Fortunate are you for having seen me like this. Shemala reisini b'kach lo matas b'kach. For you didn't see me in such a way, you would not have found me in such a way. What benefit was there in Rashbi's deteriorated state of health? That's something to show off? What's going on over here? And says, Rav Kook says in classic Rav Kook form, gives such a beautiful answer. And he tells us incredible insight. He says, what was Rav Kook's journey in that cave? What happened in that cave? What happened in that cave is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai completely was focused fully on his neshama, completely tapping into his light, the Kedusha Satira, completely neglecting his body. Yes, he had the karabshi, and yes, he had the water. But at the end of the day, he reached such a level of Kedusha, that at the end he didn't even feel the physical pain or suffering. So what happens? Says Rav Kook, because he was at such a high level, such an incredible high level, he didn't even feel the physical pain. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, his son-in-law, who said, oh, I feel so bad that I saw you, that I'm seeing like this, he said, no, Rav Kook, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying, no, the fact is that Baruch Hashem, I was able to work at myself so much. Now that you're able to see me, now I'm able to be mashpia over you. Now I'm able to give over the light. Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't focused on his own personal avodas Hashem. Maybe when he first came out the first time, but now he came out the second time, he's able to see the Shamar and Zachar. He's able to see, but be able to spread his light. He's able to give other people's light because he worked on his own light. Says Rav Kook, Shal Isha Mas'al Mikol Eila, and the Dvar Mahalal Margushim. He didn't feel the physical torture, physical pain. He felt it at such a high level. His neshama was completely sholed over his guf.
Or only because of what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went through those 13 years, then he was able to give over. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says Rav Kook wasn't focused on his own spiritual growth. Once he came out of the cave, it was time to spread that light. And that was one of the first stories that happens. He said, we told Rav Kook Ben Yair, Ashrecha Shvi Sadebkach. Now, fortunate that you saw me like this, because at the end of the day, Lurusi Bekach, Lo Matzah to Bekach. You want to be able to see and be able to realize that you could also do it. And then you could also attain your maximum level. What's the whole yontif of Lag BaOmer? The whole yontif of Lag BaOmer is Torah Sanistar, is to believe in the Or within each and every single one of us, to believe in the light, to believe in the Neshama, to believe in our soul. When Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, I always remember, they learned the Shema of his Zohar story and finished. But this story of Pinchas Ben Yair, his son-in-law, teaches us that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he came out, wasn't just that he was focused on his own light. Because he worked on his own self and his own growth, he was able not to be able to give that to others. He able to do that to be mashpia to others. So I know for the Maisa, we love saying this Maisa from the Vilna Gaon, had a student. Vilna Gaon had a student. The Dumna Magad once asked his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and he asked him, how is it that a person, a teacher, a parent, or a student can be mashpia to influence other people? Give over information, shkach. But how do you give over Yiddishkeit? How do you give over Judaism? It says a pasuk in Tehillim 23, Chav Gimel. It says, "Mizmo Devar Shem Roi Laksar," to be a koisi revaya, to be an overflowing cup. When a person is overflowing cup, says the Gra, right? You have that grape juice cup on Shabbos, it goes up to the little cups. And you're constantly working on your own or, and your own davening, and your own learning, and your own chesed, and your own or, and your own neshama, and your own Shabbos, and your Lag BaOmer. Then you can be mashpi on others. It's the whole inyan of this Gemara and Shabbos, Lam Gimel and Beis. Rav Kook is teaching us, Rav Shem Bar Yochai, put the neshama before the guf. Because when you do that, not only are you elevating yourself, but you're elevating everybody around you, as the Shabbos Bash. Wishing everyone a lichtig Lag BaOmer, a gevaldic, beautiful, inspiring neshama dik, filled with awe and light, realizing the neshama over the neshama over the guf, the spiritual over the physical, and to realize that every single one of us is like Rabbi Goldberg says, we're not a body with a soul, but we're a soul with a body, we're the neshama with a guf, as the Shabbos Bash.